So thanks again to Phil Mount with the National Farmers Union. Just had a conversation with him. So they are a group that are planning to lobby the federal government to implement a guaranteed annual income for Canadian farmers. Is this a good idea? Do you support this idea in principle, or do you think it's a terrible idea and here's a grocery list of things that should be done before that? Before I get your thoughts, I want to talk with our friend Sean Haney. Sean, of course, the founder and CEO of RealAgriculture.com. You can hear him every day on this radio station with the Real Ag Minute and, of course, on the weekend with Real Ag on the Weekend. Sean Haney joins us by phone this morning. Sean, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Evan. Great to be with you, and happy 2026.
Yeah, happy New Year indeed. So this notion of, I actually saw this report in early December, and we kind of lined it up because I wanted to have a guest from the National Farmers Union, then I wanted to have you on here, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. What are your thoughts? You've obviously heard this being kicked around, this notion of a guaranteed annual income for Canadian farmers.
Yeah, I talked about this in one of my Real Ag Minutes back in December here on the station, and this is a horrible idea.
Don't beat around the bush, Sean.
I will be very surprised if this federal government has an appetite for it.
Yeah.
Maybe under the Trudeau Liberals, there would be a little bit more efficacy for it. I just don't think this is something that is going to be a real priority right now for the Carney government or Mr. McDonald, the Minister of Agriculture's office. There are struggles in agriculture, no doubt about it. Okay, but some kind of calculation to come up with some sort of minimum guaranteed income for farmers, all that does is provide buoyancy to things like input prices. All it does is provide a lift to things like land rent. We need to be spending money on things that are going to actually help farmers longer term. And I would say some of that needs to go into financial literacy and operational excellence and helping farmers with those kinds of skills, not just some sort of a handout because we want farmers to have some sort of guaranteed income. I just don't think it flies.
So it was pretty clear in talking with Phil, it's the first time I've chatted with him before, but it was pretty clear that the National Farmers Union is really focusing on smaller farmers, but new farmers, saying, it's a $3 to $5 million startup cost if you want to get into farming today. Even if you are someone who's lucky enough to have a family in farming, for young farmers, it's tough to get in the game. It's tough to expand. Equipment prices, land prices. So, keeping all of that in the back of your mind, this is what you do on the daily. What is your thought? Maybe this is not a good idea in your mind. What is a good idea?
Okay, so some of that is true. It is hard for new farmers to start. The capital cost requirements are immense. Just like a combine itself being over $1 million, so that is true. I'm not going to argue with that. How guaranteeing income of they were talking at that NFU meeting about $50,000 guaranteed income. Who is going to start farming for a $50,000 guaranteed income when they have to make $2 to $3 million in capital investment?
Right.
That's an insane financial decision for anybody that's looking to deploy capital. So the issue is real. The problem is real. I just don't think this is a solution that gets across the finish line and makes improvements.
Do you have thoughts on what a solution might be? I know you and I have talked about this before, but is there something missing when it comes to either support for farmers or maybe deregulation?
Well, absolutely. So you mentioned deregulation and well put. We need ways to be able to operate in a more sane environment when it comes to the regulatory environment. Crop protection products is a good example of that, especially when you compare the registration situation with PMRA in Canada versus other jurisdictions like the U.S. or even Europe. When we've got European companies that won't commercialize products and technologies in Canada because of the regulatory environment, that should be a massive wake-up call. Europe is not exactly a bastion of freedom from regulation. And Canadians seem to be way too comfortable with the regulatory environment that we have is if we need to be protected from something. Now, some regulations are good. Not all are bad. But I think we do need to have a little bit more critical view of some of the regulatory environment, especially as it pertains to approval of products.
Right. So, you know, is there, we talked a bit about this with Phil, but, you know, you've got AgriStability, AgriInvest. I mean, there are some programs in place. Are they meeting the need? Are we needing something completely new? Just some last minute thoughts there, Sean.
Yeah. So I think, you know, farmer startup loans probably need to be expanded and looked at more. You know, one of the problems that younger farmers will tell you is, you know, my ability to get financing in such a capital intense environment, like we talked about, that is definitely a piece of it for sure. Are there opportunities to more, you know, younger farmers working together, maybe being paired up and working with more established farmers? There's a lot of ways to do this besides just doing some sort of a $50,000 guaranteed income for the market. Think about how many people we would have trying to become farmers that have no intention of becoming farmers but want to be farmers on paper for the government purposes so they can collect a $50,000 check. It would be a disaster.
There's some pitfalls for sure. Well, listen, Sean, I appreciate you giving us your perspective. Thanks for popping by. We'll chat again soon.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing what the callers have to say.
Sean Haney, founder, CEO of RealAgriculture.com, and that's where we go next to you. 1-877-332-8255. That's our number. If you want to call us, if you want to text us, open lines for the next, let's say, half hour, right till 11 o'clock. What do you think? Do you support the notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers, or is this a bad idea? And if so, what is needed? Love to hear your thoughts next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.